the reason that the sun comes out, that the clouds change shapes, that the world keeps spinning. You're the reason that the sea makes waves, that the moon lights up, that the stars keep falling. 'Cause they all want you to pay attention just to them. But you're mine, you're the reason I get up in the morning. You're the reason I get back in the evening. You're my day and you're my night. Yeah, you're mine, and I'm yours, and I don't need you to prove it, 'cause I trust you with my life every moment. You're the reason.
Trust you with my life every moment. You're the reason I'm roast chestnuts.
It's PCB 543 for me, with me, Pete Cogle, and it is the 4th of November 2017. If you are listening to this in recent times, as it were, and time is just shortly after the 4th of November 2017. Three tracks got us started there, the first of which is You're the Reason by Explosive Ear Candy. I've played lots from them, and I do like them. ExplosiveEarCandy.bandcamp.com is where you'll find them. They're from Los Angeles. I picked up Jamendo, and they are the brainchild of a songwriter called Tal Moore, T-A-L-M-O-R-E. And he doesn't actually appear in the band, I don't think. He just chooses the musicians and does the production and the writing and all that sort of stuff. And that particular track was the hidden track off the Sugar Rush EP. So if you go looking for it, you probably want to find it. But if you look up the Sugar Rush EP on Jamendo, you'll be able to find out more. That's the way it is. And then track two was by Finger Flood. Now, Finger Flood is an electronic music project from a guy called Gaetano Fontanaza. And he's sometimes known as Pseudo. He's got various releases as Pseudo as well as Finger Flood. And this release is the debut release of my Finger Flood. And it's called Beats and Stabs and Kick in 4. He's from Enna in Italy. You can find them at Gennaro Fontanaza. Fontanaza, yeah. .weebly.com. Best check out the show notes. I think I best go to pcogle.com and have a look at the show notes for PCP 543. And that's from Suku Music, which is new to me. Sucu Music.com is where you'll find them. That's the label. And then we had a track by Sugar Man. I played a track from them either last week or the week before. You can find them at soundcloud.com/SugarmanUK. The track was called AC, and that comes from their debut album, which is called Local Freaks. And I picked that up at Jamendo as well. Good stuff, good stuff. Now, and those of you that were listening carefully will notice that the music at the start of this was Stranger Things, a soundtrack from Stranger Things, which I've just released season 2, and I've just binged watched my way through. I'm rather fond of it, so that's why we have the Stranger Things links to the show today. Right, 3 more tracks, beginning with this one. This is by No Fun, and the track is called 12, or perhaps Zwölf Kalt.
Bye. Pete Cogle.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
It's Pete Smith. Right back in this one.
So, three more tracks there for you. The first of which was called 12 Cult, or The Wolf Cult, by No Fun. You can find them at nofunvienna.bandcamp.com, and they're from Vienna. And that's on the label that I discovered last time, called Wilhelm Show Me the Major Label, or WSMTML, but WordPress.com. And that's from the various artist album SOS tape. And I played a track from a different band earlier last week as a result on that particular album as well. So definitely worth checking out. And then we had some US-based Afropop from Elike. I'm not quite sure where in the US they're from, but elike.bandcamp.com is where you'll find them. And that track was called The Conversation. Picked that up at Story Amp. And that's from an EP called Condona, which is K-O-N-D-O-N-A. And then our sixth track, it was a track I've played before actually, but it was a different version. I started off a couple of shows ago with an artist called Beat Myth. You can find him at soundcloud.com/beatmyth. And I had a track called G Minor. Well, that is another version. That is G Minor, the Nova Devia Vieto remix. And Beat Myth is from Ljubljana in Slovenia, and I picked up a Bandcamp. And it started off as a collaboration of two people, DJ Plankton and Mike Prites. And nowadays, Plankton is working on other songs, with playing live with MC Koto, which I'm sure I've played something from him before as well. So definitely worth checking that album. That was three more tracks. So let's move on. Let's move on. We have three more for you. Beginning with this one, I'm Not a Loser by Amel and the Sniffers.
W nas dostało chciwość i pazerność w jednym.
Pete Kogel.
One Campari and soda, I feel I almost know you.
Ravenfly on a river, rapids raging in her chest, see her body fly. Your face in the sea till the sirens are coming. I'm coming, and they see. Sirens. lay my trembling bones to sleep. Raven
sort of stop that really, but there we go, three lovely new tracks. I'm Not a Loser by Amyl and the Sniffers. You can find them at amylandthesniffers.bandcamp.com. That's A-M-Y-L for Amyl. They're from Melbourne in Australia, and I picked them up at Bandcamp quite a little time ago. Very good stuff. And then we had Gradu Minimo and Raz Tamama. I've played them before. You can find them at graduminimo.bandcamp.com. From Rochlo in Poland, and that's on the Papruta record label, papruta.org. And that track was called Tara, and the album is just called Gradu Minimo and Rasta Mama. And a track from a completely different sound from what I normally play, Raven by Beth Whitney. You can find her at bethwhitney.music.com. Bethwhitney.music.com, yeah. No. BethWhitneyMusic.com is what I'm trying to say. Why don't I keep putting another dot in? She's from Leavenworth in the US, in Washington, the US, and that picked up a story up, and that comes from an album called The Wild Unrest, which isn't out yet, so if you want to get it, you've got to wait until the 11th of November, but you can pre-order it from her site. Yeah, three great tracks. Well, moving on to the next one. Let's have some more. Let's have some No Stress and No Fuss by Kimo Watanabe and the Rebel Zion Band.
So the sun is shining, everything is all right. Whoa, right, yeah, yeah, yeah. No stress, no fuss, everything is all right. So hold fast, the troubles in the past, they are miles and miles away. But the sun is shining, everything is alright. Whoa, right, yeah, yeah, yeah. No stress, no fuss, everything is alright, right now. The sun is shining, everything is alright. Thanks and praise in the evening. Treat every moment between your heartbeats as a gift, cause in the end that day's not promised to no man. But the sun is shining, everything is alright. Alright, yeah, yeah, yeah. No stress, no fuss, everything is alright. Right now I'll say, the sun is shining, everything is alright. Feel the same way as I do now forever. 'Cause the sun shining, everything is alright. Whoa, right, yeah. No stress, no fuss, everything is alright right now. I'll see the sun is shining, everything is alright.
Oh, like what you got.
Pete Kogel.
Because there's a bit of the pagan in every man.
Three more tracks for you, the first of which was No Stress, No Fuss by Kimo Watanabe and Rebel Zion. You can find them at rebelzionmusic.bandcamp.com, from Salt Lake City, of course. I've played them several times. Picked that up at Bandcamp. I think it actually was sent the album by Kimo. And that comes from an album called Ka Noa Ana, which is probably not the correct way of pronouncing it, because it's probably in Hawaiian. And it means the way of life. And he says that the songs are very personal to me, and songs I believe convey meaningful sentiments. So no stress, no fuss, absolutely. And then we had Inner G, the Tron Sepia remix by Zebla Encanti Experience. Now they're based out of Boston in the US, and that's available on Gravitas, gravitasrecordings.com. You can find them at Zebla Encanti Experience or ZEE. And they're an audio-visual collaboration between a video artist, Zebla, and electronic music producer, Encante, both based out of, one's based out of Boston, and one's based out of Lencia in Spain. I'm not quite sure which one's which. And they describe it as the experience as an immersive performance of mapped visuals on three custom winged production screens, synchronized in heavy beat-hour psychedelic bass music, resulting in the creation of a fantasy world for audiences to lose themselves in. Sounds great. Moving on, the last track we heard was Indigo Funk by K-Theory and Anne Ray. And K-Theory can be found at soundcloud.com/K-Theory or one word. And Anne Ray is A-N-R-A-E, based out of San Francisco, but they're Simplified Recordings. And that is on an individual track, yet not on an album. I suspect it might be coming out on an album a bit later on. Anyway, that was your tracks. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope you will come back in probably a couple of weeks now, I suspect, for some more new stuff. In the meantime, my What Was I Playing So Many Years Ago series is still going through the feed, and I hope you enjoy what we've been playing. Some interesting stuff has been popping up. I think my daughter's on the next one sometime later this week, so yeah, always worth listening to that. Right, last track is from an album called Music for Corridors. I came off a net label day in 2016, and it's by Yann Terrien. Yann Terrien is obviously quite famous. I didn't know anything about him, but obviously he's a bit older chap, a bit like me, perhaps a bit older than me, and he makes algorithmic music. And he comes out of France, and this was on Suku Music. It's once again sukumusic.com. And this track, this corridor, is called Escalator. Well, actually, it's not a corridor at all, is it? It's an escalator by Yann Terrien. Hope you enjoy it. In the meantime, thanks for listening, and I'll see you soon, folks.
Threat has been detected. Threat has been detected. Threat has been detected. Threat has been detected. Threat has been detected.
PC Podcast.